USA Radio News.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday a new $700 million weapons package for Ukraine. The Pentagon's top policy advisor, Colin Cole, detailed the plan.
5 counter-artillery radars, 2 air surveillance radars, 1,000 additional javelins and 50 command launch units, 6,000 anti-armor weapons, 15,000 155-millimeter artillery rounds, 4 Mi-17 helicopters, 15 tactical vehicles, and spare parts and equipment.
This is the 11th aid package the U.S. has sent to Ukraine. At least 5 people are dead, including a gunman, after a shooting at a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa police officials say the shooting happened near the St. Francis Hospital. Police have not identified the victims or the shooter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
An NFL team is giving back to families who've lost so much.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. Half the money will go to the Robb School Memorial Fund, while the other half will go to the Uvalde Strong Fund. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A jury sided with Johnny Depp in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard. The verdict issued Wednesday awarded the Pirates of the Caribbean actor more than $10 million and vindicated his allegations that Heard lied about Depp abusing her before and during their brief marriage. In addition, the jury found Heard was defamed by one of Depp's lawyers and awarded her $2 million in damages. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Elon Musk has a message for Tesla employees. Get back to work. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Tesla employees should pretend to work somewhere else if they're not willing to return to their offices. That was a tweet by CEO Elon Musk on Wednesday. He went on to say in a leaked memo obtained by Bloomberg, anyone who wishes to do remote work must be in the office a minimum, and I mean minimum, of 40 hours per week or depart Tesla. That's a far cry from Twitter's policy right now, which is optional.
Malaysia suspended exports of live chickens on Wednesday. The move is meant to guarantee enough supplies for domestic markets, but it's prompting distress in neighboring Singapore. Malaysia typically exports up to 3.6 million chickens each month. The ban comes as countries worldwide grapple with soaring food prices, fueled partly by the Ukraine war. In related news, movie theaters across the U.S. are reporting a shortage of popcorn. The Wall Street Journal reports movie theater operators expressed their nervousness at the recent CinemaCon industry confab about being able to stock their concession stands for the summer and holiday movie-going seasons. Supply disruptions are also creating shortages of other supplies like cups and trays. Yellowstone National Park officials said a 25-year-old Ohio woman died after reportedly getting within 10 feet of a bison and it attacked her. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.